This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, Paths to Peace, where we look at the ayat of the Quran that talk about the concept of peace and tranquility and serenity and how we can attain more of that within our lives. Today, we're once again going to talk about a very central, foundational verse of the Quran in regards to the topic of peace and tranquility. And that is from Surah number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah number 56. This is an ayah that we are very familiar with, we hear all the time, most notably in the sermon, in the khutbah of Jumu'ah, of Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the translation, that indeed Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, O you who believe, send blessings upon him and send upon him the greetings of peace and tranquility. Just to first understand exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here to us in this ayah, something very beautiful that Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala, he writes and he points out here. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first informs us that Allah, He Himself, sends peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah tells us that the inhabitants of the heavens, the angels, they also send peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ. And then thirdly, Allah commands us, the inhabitants of the earth, to also send peace and blessings upon him. And the result of all of that is that all the creation, that whether it exists on the heavens and the earth, and even the Creator Himself, every single thing in existence, every sentient being in existence is recognizing the status of the Prophet ﷺ, honoring the Prophet ﷺ, and sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ. So it informs us of the status of the Prophet ﷺ and his rank. Now, secondly, Allah has commanded us to send peace and blessings upon him. What does that exactly mean? How do we exactly go about in doing that? There was a conversation that is related by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's actually numerous such companions, but one of them, Ka'ab bin Ujra radiallahu anhu, he actually asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ فَقَدْ عَرَفْنَاهُ. Sending salam upon you, that is something we are familiar with, because they would greet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. فَكَيْفَ الصَّلَاةِ. What does it mean to send peace and blessings, to send the blessings upon you? And the Prophet ﷺ, that is when he taught them the salawat that we recite within our prayers, he said, قُولُوا, say, اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Oh Allah, send your blessings upon Muhammad and upon all those affiliated with Muhammad ﷺ, his family, his followers, his ummah. كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. Just as you had sent your blessings upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and upon all those associated and affiliated with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And indeed you, O Allah, are deserving of all praise, and you indeed, O Allah, are most glorious and noble. So that is what the concept of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's what it means. To send the salawat upon him, whether it be in this more beautiful form, elaborate form that we read within the prayer, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, what we call durood Ibrahimi, salawat Ibrahimiya. Or there are many, many other forms of it, very briefly and shortly as well, such as Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, or simply saying as-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah, or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. Now, when we do incorporate this, now that we understand how to do it, what is the importance and the significance of doing it? So number one, we've talked about that it's a command of Allah. Secondly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that someone who hears my name being mentioned, a believer, a Muslim, somebody who professes faith in Allah and says that they accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger and the Prophet of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person cannot be troubled, cannot be moved to send peace and blessings upon me, to say four or five words and send peace and blessings upon me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is the most miserly, stingy person. That after everything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for us, everything we have, everything we know, every blessing in our lives, our iman, our faith, our understanding of Allah, our understanding of this life, our understanding and knowledge and of how to live this life, the idea of good and virtue, the understanding of what is bad and evil, all of it came to us through the Prophet ﷺ. This Quran that we are reading and reciting and listening to, that we are entranced by and mesmerized by, this Quran came through the Prophet ﷺ. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We revealed it to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may convey it to the people. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so much favor upon us. We owe him so much that it can't be put into words. And we have been given this very succinct, simple, easy, yet profoundly beautiful way to be able to appreciate him. And that is every single time we talk about him, we hear about him, Muhammad, we will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will send peace and blessings upon him. Something very beautiful that some of the scholars have written is that, you know, whenever we do a deed, we always wonder, we always worry, is this deed accepted from me or not? Right? We worry about the acceptance of our deeds. We ask Allah, we pray to Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. We ask Allah to accept our deeds. However, this is the one deed that is guaranteed by Allah that it will always be accepted. And in reference to that, I wanted to also briefly touch upon what are the virtues of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I just made the comment that this is the one deed from us that is always accepted from us, and that we will always be rewarded for, and that will always be accepted from us. And there are numerous narrations that talk about the virtue of this remarkable deed. For instance, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that there's actually a narration in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man salla alayka, sallaytu alayhi." Whosoever will send blessings upon you, guaranteed, Allah said, I will send my blessings upon him. وَمَنْ سَلَّمَ عَلَيْكَ سَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever will send peace upon you, Allah guarantees, I will send, Allah is saying, he will send his peace upon them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also informs us and tells us that إِنَّ أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيْكَ صَلَاةً. That the closest people to me, to the Prophet ﷺ, on the day of resurrection, will be the people who used to send the most peace and blessings upon me. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ وَاحِدَةً صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَشْرًا. That whoever sends peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ once, Allah will send his peace and blessings upon that person 10 times more. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Fal yuqil 'abdun min hadha aw liyakthur." So now let every person decide whether they want a little bit of this in their lives or they want a lot of the peace and blessings from Allah within their lives. So there are so many narrations that talk about the virtue of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ. But for the purposes of our discussion that we've been talking about here, it suffices to say that we have been talking about how to acquire and how to gain more peace and tranquility and serenity within our lives. And here we are being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is further informing us of such a, once again, a simple, easy, yet profoundly beautiful way that we can attain so much more peace and tranquility and serenity and calmness within our lives. And that is to make it a habit and to abundantly send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah raise us on the day of judgment in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us nearness and closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a means of us achieving and acquiring peace and tranquility within our own lives. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. I just had a couple of announcements very quickly. One announcement that we had was a family that we know reached out to us just a little bit earlier today, informing us that Brother Mushtaq Ahmed and his entire family, they were in Umrah, and he passed away this morning in Makkah Mukarramah after completing his Umrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count him amongst the shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And may Allah grant strength and steadfastness to his family. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Secondly, alhamdulillah, tonight we have the Qiyam program, the annual kind of big Qalam Qiyam that we conduct all night long, where you'll get to hear from all the different teachers and scholars here at Qalam. So inshallah, we hope that you'll stay and join us for that program. And then thirdly, as I kind of mentioned, and I won't spend too much time on this, but at the same time, these are the last few nights of the month of Ramadan. This is an opportunity to do as much good as you can. And we encourage you, one of the ways to do good is to invest into your sadaqah jariyah by supporting all the efforts that Qalam is making and educating people all around the world. Inshallah, as you are here today, you'll see there's a table set up in the lobby. Stop by there, go to the website, donate, contribute. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.